there, what's going on? Welcome to the In Your Dreams podcast. I'm Michelle, and this is my podcast where my guests and I try to understand our dreams. We try to determine what they mean, and we try to understand why we're having them. This is episode 19, titled Vision, Mom, Parrot, Octopus, and Store. Usually there are only three words to describe the dream episode, but my guest, who was my brother-in-law Dan, gave me five. You will also hear other voices in the background. You have Anthony, who you should know by now is my husband. My other brother-in-law is Jeff, and his lovely, wonderful girlfriend, Veronica. When we all get together, it's pretty much just a bunch of jokes and laughter. So this episode, if you're looking for some fun, you're in store, you'll enjoy it. We try to understand and we try to dig into Dan's dreams, but really we just end up laughing and making jokes about them. You will hear a creaky chair, so maybe you won't, and maybe you, if I didn't even bring it up, it won't even be on your radar. I'm just sensitive to noises, so I heard this one a lot, and I've made a mental note that it needs to be fixed. If you would like to be a guest, please head over to mitchruby.com/inyourdreams and fill out the form. Even if you don't have any dreams, but you just want to come hang out and listen to my dreams, I would really appreciate that. If you are enjoying this podcast, please head over to iTunes, rate it, review it, subscribe. It really helps me out, and I really appreciate it. And I always actually forget to plug my own show on here. I'm really bad at self-plugging. That sounds really gross. You know what I mean. So, but I want to show up more in iTunes, and when you guys review it and like it and subscribe, then it shows up, and then I can reach out to more people, because really I just want to reach out to people so I can have the conversation. Another thing that's exciting is I ordered a new dream dictionary today, so I'm really, 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 really hyped about it. All right, enjoy this episode. And let me know what you think.
So it was just us three, right?
And yeah. Them.
Oh, so they are
us three, yeah. But an audience.
Okay.
An audience! A live podcast recording!
So, okay, cool.
Okay, so we name names. Well, everyone knows who I am.
Well, no, we shouldn't name names.
Who are you?
Oh, should
they
be
named names.
Remember? I actually added that to my form submission if people want to remain anonymous. Because the girl two weeks ago, yeah. She shared some personal things, which I really appreciated, but I'm like, well, maybe people do want to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
Things,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll remain anonymous.
I mean,
so
and
I
she could have said that.
I don't know my name.
Shut up, Cracker.
Oh my god.
All right, Dan, so you gave me Vision, Mom, Parrot, Octopus, and Store.
Yeah, I'm going to do Store first.
Ooh.
It was a weird one.
Okay.
It wasn't anything crazy. Like, none of these are really in-depth. I just wrote them down, like, I woke up and just wrote them down, like, what happened and how it went.
You can just said it out loud.
Oh, Michelle,
this is not a professional contest.
No, I just think because you should be.
Oh,
but,
yeah. That was me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go
ahead, talk. I'm just going to put it on.
But the first one was I met up with an ex-girlfriend that used to work with me and Jeff when we worked at Birchwood. I probably shouldn't say her name.
Oh, yeah, that's probably
first initial?
C.
Okay.
And she wanted to go to Walmart, and she wanted to look at fishing poles.
Oh.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Wait, when's the last time you saw this chick?
Probably like 4 or 5 years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Have you been missing her?
No. I mean, after the dream, I was like, oh, I wonder what she's doing. But I think she might be either married or dating someone.
Did you go
right
on Facebook and try to find her?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of creeped out a little
bit. I usually do that. Did you find her?
I did. Because we're friends. I think we're friends on Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah, so I just saw what she was doing.
That narrows it down.
Nice. Yeah, right?
Check Dan's Facebook friends.
We'll find out what he's talking about.
Check yeah. All the scenes.
Yeah, right.
This coffee's fun.
Okay.
I can curse, right?
Of course you can curse.
Oh, okay, cool.
Everyone is always like, can I curse? I'm like, yeah, it's
fuck
explicit.
Yeah.
I have the mouth of a truck driver.
The next one is really fucking weird.
Which one is it?
It has to do with you. And it was...
Me?
Yeah, I don't even know if it's a real thing or not. But you were... You were like showcasing an octopus? Like an octopus
this
model?
Sounds totally. Wait, I was an octopus model?
Yeah. And I wrote. This is what I wrote. This is what I wrote on my phone after the dream. I wrote, Michelle was an octopus model. I don't know. And Anthony had to cope with it. And your weird lifestyle. And all Michelle did was take pictures of feeding the octopuses Jell-O.
Maybe because here, okay, ready? I'm about to examine that dream, interpret it. I think the octopus symbolizes. Is that a word?
Symbolizes.
Okay. Me having so many jobs all the time.
Ooh. Okay, that makes sense.
And I wear multiple hats, but in this case, I have multiple hands, arms, feet, whatever.
But no, you didn't have. You
no, I know, but the octopus symbolizes my lifestyle.
Right.
And you always have to deal with it.
And you do photography.
I do photography.
So.
And octopus, they're pets to some.
That's the next pet to work. An octopus.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty badass, actually.
Where does the Jell-O come from?
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't know.
Like, it was literally Jell-O.
That was Dan.
What
that
color
was, that Jell-O? Was Dan's brain thinking what octopuses would eat.
Jell-O. Dan doesn't know anything about octopuses.
Do you remember what color Jell-O?
It was red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Is that your favorite Jell-O?
No, it's not. Oh, gosh.
Do you remember details, or was it just like I
don't know. I just remember like people like it was like a like remember in Austin Powers when they're doing like the photo shoots and like yeah you're a tiger you're, you know like it was kind of like that but you were with an octopus and you were feeding it Jell-O in certain ways.
Certain ways.
I won't go into detail.
I don't feel comfortable.
So
going
very
into
inappropriate.
I like that dream.
It was weird. I woke up. I was like, what?
Can you illustrate that?
What the fuck?
Yeah,
you
yeah I would love to.
Like a court like
we
an artist.
I would love for my certain dreams to be illustrated. Like, Anne had a dream, and you listened to it, where he had a pet crab.
Oh, yeah, God.
That
was
and it sounded so adorable, and it was deformed. The aunt loved it.
Yeah.
But, aww.
Yeah.
I would love to illustrate that.
That could be like a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
I could feature them. Oh, my gosh. I want to illustrate the dreams. Just settle, Liam. There's a cat
he's
on my
so
lap,
cute.
And he can't settle. Okay. That was.
He looks like a sloth.
Please. All right.
So.
Are you looking up something?
I'm looking up stuff, but did you have another dream? Or?
Yeah, two more. That's three more, actually. I'm sorry.
Okay.
They'll be quick, though. Next one is just about mom. She was just, she was yelling at me for something. I can't remember what it was. But I just remember hearing her say, Daniel, Daniel, the way she said it.
Mm-hmm.
And but I couldn't remember why she was yelling at me. I probably got in trouble for something, but it was like a short, like, short dream.
Did you see her or you just heard her voice?
I just heard her voice.
Do you remember?
Wait, no, I did see her. I did see her. She was really young. Really young, actually. Yeah.
I think we discussed this, like, how we remember our parents. Like, I never remember my... Like, when I dream of my dad, he's never sick. It's always before he got sick.
Yeah, could she walk?
Yeah, she was standing at that time.
Because it's interesting. I've had a couple of dreams about her, too, and every time...
I also have dreamt of her, too.
Yeah, she's always walking.
Yeah.
And I
like,
didn't
healthy,
know,
fun.
Yeah,
yeah and
okay.
I didn't know her
yeah.
when she could walk and all of that, so
same
I just...
Here.
I've always found that very interesting.
Hmm.
But do you remember where you were?
It was in the house. Somewhere... I can't remember where in the house. I just remember it was at home.
I wonder if she's trying to get your attention
mm-hmm.
for something.
That's what I'm afraid of, and, like, the
don't
way she was yelling at me...
You have to be open to it.
Huh?
You have to be open to
I
it.
I know, but like, I'm afraid of ghosts. I'm just, like, because, like, I don't know, I just don't want her to yell at me for something that
I
know I
should.
You're literally afraid of her getting mad at you?
I guess.
Do you ever think about how... I don't know if I've asked you this. Going to a psychic medium?
I really want to.
I would. I definitely would.
We should go.
Absolutely.
We should go to one. There was this one that Michelle and Sam went to.
On
yeah. Fog.
I want to go.
I mean,
again.
I you know, like, I only heard the story of.
I also talked about it on last week's podcast. You can listen to it. But
the one with the new guy.
Shameless plug.
No, with the girl.
Oh, it was a girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My first Skype caller, but we go into. Psychic mediums and like our experiences and stuff. But I highly recommend it if
yeah.
you're open.
Was
to
it like revealing at all? Like, how'd
yeah.
you feel?
Yeah,
afterwards?
And I thought I actually showed up drunk. which, you know, is something I, is not something I would do, but I, it's, I drank beforehand on, by accident.
Yeah, I told her it was just water.
No, I was pet sitting for this woman, and then she's like, oh, can you stay and help me pack? I was like, okay. She's like, you want some sangria? And I was like, yeah, all right. And then before I know it, I'm like, oh my God. And I have to go see this psychic medium and I'm buzzed and this is not how I wanted to enter this. But I actually glad I kept, I was kind of, I don't know, because I felt nervous about going.
Okay.
Mm.
You didn't know what to expect.
And yeah, and I didn't want to get emotionally upset. I wanted to be, but I, it was good. I didn't, I felt really good afterwards.
How'd Sam do with that?
Sam actually went twice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she went...
Same person, or...?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her and my mom went, like, a year or two after my dad passed away, and I wasn't ready for it, and Sam really enjoyed it. And then we went, I guess... When did we go? 2010, I think? Aunt, do you remember?
Maybe.
Because you can only have one person in the room.
2010.
Really?
And it's an hour. So we just waited in the car, and John came along, too.
Did he?
Yeah. You and John hung out together.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, John came. You drove.
I know I drove. I remember. I didn't, I thought I waited in the car by myself.
Yeah.
Wow, that's how stimulating John is.
I, well, or maybe I'm wrong. I thought
I, think John would,
I feel like Sam would bring John along.
I don't remember John being there, and I definitely I feel like I would.
Well, I'll ask him.
You might repress that memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, but yeah, so, you know, maybe she is trying to get in contact with you.
Yeah, that's the part that kind of gets to me.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be scared of it. I mean, if there's something that you're feeling like, oh, maybe I should do or whatever, and she's just trying to help you, you know?
Like, even when, like, when Dad first left for this trip, I stayed at the house one night, actually, like, two nights in a row because I was sick, and the light turned on a couple times. And that...
Dad put a timer on that one.
Not that one. Not that one.
Oh,
that's... I know that one had a timer. The first time I was like, Mom?
Which lady?
That, it freaked me the hell out at night.
In the kitchen?
No, the one when you walk in the front door. Like the
just
lamp.
The lamp.
Oh, there's a timer on that one?
Yeah, so it looks
so
like
which one flickered? The one in the kitchen?
No, the one in the den.
Oh.
You said it turned
off, remember
right?
The one in the
yeah,
light?
Yeah, just fucking...
In,
no, no, the one in the den flickered one night.
Oh, flickered. I thought you said it turned off.
And it never does that.
I know.
Because I know the one in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
That,
that
one was
fuzzy.
Doing that for a long
yeah.
time.
Yeah. And it freaked me out. Holy
I would
shit.
Be
and I was
freaked
sick
out.
And I was like delusional. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I would be freaked out. I mean, I'm open to dreaming about my dad, but. Let's get one thing. I don't want to see the ghost or anything.
Yeah. It's scary,
yes.
But I would like to see it, but I don't want to see
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And contact your psychic medium. I'm like, that's fine with me, but don't go haunting. Which,
yeah.
They wouldn't haunt, right? Parents can't haunt.
Yeah,
unless,
oh my,
your mom, your mom.
Robbie think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
She was.
I've been fucking up so bad right now.
Can you relax? I'm just a ghost.
Yeah. Has, like, other ghost friends. Like,
yeah. The ghost gang.
Yeah.
Your grandma's there.
Yeah, right. Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Rusty.
Rusty?
It was actually Rusty's idea.
Yeah. Okay, this one, okay, this is what I just wrote. Another dream, we were all at Disney, but the parrot from Aladdin joined us the whole trip, and no one told us he couldn't get in, like he didn't need a rabies shot or anything. I think he talked his way out of it.
Wow. You would think he'd have precedent getting in. He's a Disney character.
Seriously. Like, I was like, dude, this guy was in Aladdin. Why can't he get in?
That sounded more like a joke than anything.
No, I'm dead. This is a
talked
dream.
My outfit.
He talked his way. Like,
you just can't help yourself.
I woke up and I just wrote this. Like,
did it have Gilbert Gottfried's voice?
It was, yeah. It was his voice.
Oh, nice.
That's what made it better.
Nice.
And when you say we all were in Disney, you and your family.
Yeah, just like the five of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys weren't around then.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's fine.
You guys weren't around then in that dream I had the other day.
Yeah.
And the last one, okay, this one I didn't get at all. This is like the craziest one. I was driving eastbound on Middle Country Road, and my vision was getting from like black and white to color, and it was like blocked off at some points, and people on the road were playing this game. I had to pull over because my vision was so bad, and I had to walk home right by like Bartlett. Is that
yeah.
Bartlett? Right
yeah.
Before? And, I had to walk home because the game they were playing included obstacles in the road, and they were laughing at me.
That's really cool.
Yeah, like, no, it's cool. It's scary when it happened.
No, but I've never had a dream where it was going back and forth from
no,
black
and white.
That's
what freaked me out.
Where I was being
I was
ridiculed.
Sick at that point, and, like, I thought it was real.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, okay, I could see color, and then it would just, like, change to, like, black and white.
That's so cool. I think that's cool.
It's cool if you're not driving.
Yeah, yeah.
But you had this when you were sick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did all of these come when you were sick?
The Disney one did. The Mom Yelling at Me was recent, and the first one about the store was pretty recent. And the octopus one was really recent. I don't know what the fuck was that about.
I feel like the octopus one, going back to that one, is something I should have dreamt about. It's like an expression of myself.
But why octopuses though?
I think it's just those tentacles, right? And
just juggling so many things.
Yeah,
and,
but why are you a dream about that?
I don't know.
But, you know, so I listened to this dream expert, if you will. Is anybody a dream expert? I don't know. Someone who studies dreams. And she said that every single part of our dream is a part of ourselves.
Okay.
So, like, everything that you dream about, even though you dreamt of your family or whatever, it's just a part of you, actually.
Just, like, thoughts that
yeah.
maybe just be, might be lingering and
just
they just
you,
come up
you
in your subconscious.
Acting as that.
Okay.
But,
that makes sense.
The vision one.
I was so lost when I woke up from that. I was like, that was, it was like scary, but not like.
It's like a fear.
Yeah.
It's like a nightmare almost.
Yeah, like I had to pull over, like I was just trying to walk back home from Bartlett all the way through Birchwood and.
Did you have a fever?
Yeah, I was pretty.
Maybe
I was
your
pretty,
body was burning off.
Yeah.
Fever and you had a weird fever dream.
Okay.
But
sense.
Sometimes I experience this a lot where there's something that goes on in the dream when I explain it to other people. It's not necessarily scary to them, but it's just the feeling
yeah.
that you
yeah.
remember. Like, it could be anything. I could be walking through a field of flowers, and I'm like, no, but it was so scary, though.
Yeah.
Trust me.
You weren't there.
Yeah,
you don't get it.
When you describe it, it doesn't sound scary.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
it's
like,
just the feeling that you felt.
While it happens,
yeah, exactly.
while you dream it.
But that is scary, not being in control.
Yeah, I felt
so, maybe
so
that's
out
it,
of control.
Right,
was,
when you're sick, you're not really
yeah.
in control.
Okay,
of your
that makes
health.
Sense.
So, need that. What are you looking up, Ant?
Yeah, did you find anything?
I'm trying to find anything about, like, vision or,
octopuses?
Well, yeah,
is the
plural
something. Of octopus, octopi?
I was
going to
say octopus eye.
It's octopi.
Octopi,
yeah, right?
Right?
Octopi. Not octopuses.
Octopussies.
Oh, my God.
Pussy.
No. Ew. Oh, my
just
God.
We're going to veto that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Octopi. I mean, that makes sense.
Octopi, yeah.
All right. Well, I couldn't really find a lot. But you had two, you had, like, the octopus, which was, like, I'm going to put under the category of fish.
Okay.
And the fishing pole.
Yeah.
There's
actually
a
cephalopod, but.
Anyway.
Back to the drawing board. Let me see if cephalopod is in here. No cephalopod.
inspection of the book.
And, like, there's fishing in here, so, like, I'm just going to read it, and we'll, like, I don't know if it actually applies. But for Jung, that's one of the, you know, the dream analyst people.
Yeah.
A fish may refer to the unborn child, because the child before its birth lives in water like a fish. Thus, the fish may symbolize the life force with which the dreamer is trying to make contact. Freud says that fish are a genital symbol. Surprise, surprise.
A genital symbol?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's general.
Me
no.
too.
I thought it was
so genital. Genital.
Am I getting that right? Genital.
Yeah. Genital.
Vagina.
In this interpretation, a dream fish has a different sexual connotation depending on whether it's open, eaten, or just looked at. Fishing suggests probing the unconscious but keeping our feet rooted to the ground.
What about looking up eight? Because maybe that's what the octopus.
Look up the number eight, yeah.
So eat vaginas while I probe. Okay.
Yeah. Oh my. I think you're going to have to name this podcast something other than what.
That's what I got out of that description.
Well, as long as you're satisfied with that meaning.
No, the unborn child kind of got. Like, what does that mean? Like, I don't have.
You are always talking about the unborn.
You want to have C's baby.
All right, okay, so I'll read. I'll,
C.
I'll read, I don't want
he wants to have her baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
I just really want to give birth to your child.
That's going to be tonight's dream.
Oh my god.
I'm scared
continuation.
Of now.
Okay, Aunt.
All right, so number 8.
You look so angry.
Are you done, Franco?
Are you guys done laughing and having fun? Because I have some serious shit.
I need to lay upon you.
I'm sorry. That was terrible. Alright, 8 is a multiple of 4 and has a similar significance. Wholeness, or cosmic equilibrium, and the complete integration of the psyche. 8 also symbolizes infinity or eternity, because apart from 0, the figure 8 is the only Arabic number to have no beginning or end.
It's like a freaking math problem.
Yeah, that's
8 on the side is infinity, if that makes sense.
That does, and yeah, and there's no beginning or end.
Yeah, so there's no end in sight to my lifestyle. I'm making it all about me right now.
That could be the symbol. You know,
not.
The dream means like your life, but it's Dan's dream, and I don't know.
No, I mean,
I know you're in it, but
gonna be feeding octopuses.
Yeah, imagine
the rest of your life.
Yeah, next year, like
if
I have
get a
new pesting job that I have to feed.
Oh, Dan, you will never believe this.
Guess what?
Damn, alright, well.
What about Parrot? Is Parrot in there? Mm. Or Bird?
What was his name in
Iago.
Diago.
Not Diago, Iago.
Oh, Iago.
Yeah.
Diego. Right.
Yeah, he's got that show.
Diego Sanchez.
let's see. I don't know why they wouldn't let him in, though. Sorry.
We're not allowed to bring animals in.
Well, he was a dubious character.
Yeah, he was cracking wise the whole time.
Yeah.
Get like frisked before he gets in the magic kingdom.
Check between his feathers.
I don't trust this guy.
When we were in Disney, so you know, they check your bag and everything, and then there's like the separate section where they randomly select you to go through metal detectors.
Really?
And every time I entered, I got
every single time.
There probably was one time where I didn't have to go through. And they're like, you, and I'm like,
again.
Okay, it would be like park hopping, so twice in one day. I'm like, really?
Okay.
Terrorist written all over you.
Yeah, seriously. Let's get this tiny white Jewish woman.
Right? John
Bridget
and Aunt would just look and be like, oh, Michelle's.
But did they have to, like, get frisked?
Oh, yeah.
I went through a metal detector, and then
they just kind of pat you down.
They, like, pat me down.
Maybe they just wanted to pat
touch
you down.
Touch my boobs.
Yeah.
In my overalls. My pockets must have been
there's
hiding.
Something about those overalls. We
gotta
pat her down.
You just gotta stop wearing those overalls to Disney.
Parrot. From the parrot's.
Parrot's in there?
Yeah. From the parrot's bright plumage and its talent for imitating human speech, the dream image may evoke someone whose appearance attracts attention. Despite that person's ability to make a genuinely valuable contribution. It's punching down a lot right there.
Clearly this person has mental problems.
No, it's like you have a decent appearance, but you can't make any genuine valuable contribution to anything. It's like it just says that. Like it's very vague. Could talk about everything.
Look up Iago. I'm sure that's in there. Just
Iago. Okay, here.
Iago from Aladdin.
Iago from Aladdin.
Seek help.
call this number.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, shit. Sure. Life's worth living. Seek help.
Suicide hotline.
How did we get here?
That's what happened.
It's Iago. It's just, that's where they leave.
Look up Gilbert Godfrey.
What's up? I'm sure we looked it up, but a deceased parent? I mean, I feel like that's self-explanatory, but just to see.
Yeah.
Do you find that you're remembering your dreams more? Because I remember last time you felt that.
Yeah, like as we talked about, I remember like more stuff coming up, but I just remember, like for this one, I just remember mom just yelling at me. I have no idea why.
No, I meant like since this year has started, you have like a decent amount of dreams compared to last year when you said you couldn't.
No, like I feel like when I was sick, I had the craziest dreams. I can't remember all of them.
Fear dreams.
They're so weird. Oh my god.
Well, you said you had a fever, right?
Yeah.
Because I find whenever I'm really hot while I'm sleeping, I have the worst nightmares.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like intense.
Yeah. It happened all summer because I didn't have air conditioner in my room. And then when we were in Costa Rica, it kept happening like the first, I think, 2 weeks or so.
Was it, were they different or reoccurring?
No, they were different every time, but it was just, I would wake up multiple times during the night with just these horrible nightmares because the heat, I'm pretty sure, so.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing about, I don't think we ever found deceased parents. I mean, mother's in here, but.
You could try mother.
Did we do that one before?
Oh, just read mother.
Definitely.
Guess we have a new listener.
Alright. We just gotta get into character.
Just getting into character.
As a dream symbol, the mother is ambivalent. She is life-giving, a source of rebirth and continuity. But as the Mother Earth to which we return, she is the symbol of death. She represents both sexual purity and knowledge. For Freudian, she may be an object of unconscious desire, but also a figure evoking fear of castration. Jungians associate her with the Great Mother archetype.
Stop right there.
I am so afraid of castration.
Every day I can't even walk the streets. Without...
It's just such a problem in this area.
Okay,
South Beach, hold on a little bit.
Here is the part that would actually have to do with it. A dream of your own mother may be just that, a straightforward evocation of the parent who gave us life. How she appears may point to issues in our upbringing or ongoing relationship. Are we angry or happy with her? Is she angry or happy with us? And then that's really it. The rest goes into mother-in-law and stepmother, so.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just viewing her in that stage is just how you know, like being able to walk and stuff is how we want to remember.
Hmm.
Okay. Can I just pose a serious question about this book, though? Why does everything come back to sex?
Because Freud.
Oh, because of Freud.
Freud and Jung are the two authorities that they use to decipher all the dreams in this book. So of anything Freud-related is going to be
sexual
in nature, because that's what he was all about.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So, like, when you get to Freud, you, like, you know it's going to be about, like, your penis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Always on my mind.
Yeah,
I'm looking into getting a new book. Even though this book...
Well, didn't you have a different one?
No, this is it.
Yeah, I thought you had a bigger one.
Nope.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
It's always been this one.
Really?
That's been with me, but now I'm getting to a point where I'm like, well... I think it's time to get another.
Oh, I could have sworn when
Freud
we were here.
Like
I already know. If I want
like a
sexual
a book,
meaning,
yeah.
I'm gonna go for that one with Freud. And
yeah,
then
try to find a book that doesn't use Freud.
Yeah, because I already have and Jung maybe.
If Jung is good, Jung has different.
But I would want a
stuff,
different
but.
Book with, maybe with different interpretations.
I had a dream about a bird. You gay?
Gosh.
Anyone have dreams that they want to share before we sign off?
No.
Mm. I felt like we had some weird ones.
I can't remember any of them.
No, I don't have them written down.
I'll just look up weird dreams.
Actually, I did have that really
weird
dream.
You
want
to switch your mate so you can make it here,
huh?
You want to switch your mate?
No, it's fine. Actually, I'm not sure I want to say it because I was thinking of making a book about it.
Oh,
okay,
don't
say
it. Okay.
Somebody
then.
Might steal it. Yeah.
All right, yeah. I don't want to say
Michelle
it
Michelle has tons of listeners all over the globe.
I'll see if I have one I could wrap up with.
Yeah, what
could. I actually had a dream the other night. So I've been binge watching Beverly Hills 90210 from the 90s. And there's a character, David Silver, played by Brian Austin Green, who clearly have a major crush on David Silver because I dream of him weekly. And the other night I had a dream that he was very much into Alyssa. And there we had a cat who kept changing into a human. Her name was Hazel. And Hazel was very upset because Hazel wanted to date David Silver. And we had to keep chasing Hazel. She was black and white, and she had big green eyes. I'm sure that's where Hazel came from. Mm. And she kept running off, and we kept trying to convince her that Alyssa didn't have anything for David Silver. And that was pretty much it. But I think that's just, like, my love for David Silver and cats and Alyssa all in one.
Mm,
this
yeah.
book actually talks a lot about Brian Austin Green.
What? Best book ever.
All sexual. Every last bit.
All sexual. That makes sense.
From the tips of his fingers down to his toes.
Yeah. And then I have other ones, but I'm going to save them for different podcasts.
Maybe we should start incorporating Brian Austin Green facts into all your podcasts.
Wouldn't that be fun?
No.
But there, I have an idea for a...
Who's he married to?
Megan Fox.
Ray is married to
Megan
Fox.
Oh,
serious?
Really?
Holy shit.
Is he good looking? No, oh, because he doesn't sound good looking.
Brian Austin.
Based on that name?
But he was
Brian
on...
Brian Austin Green?
He's very good looking.
Yeah, he's not green. I mean, that's just the name.
No, but he just reminds me of, like, a farmer.
Farmers are not always ugly, too.
Have you ever been on farmersonly.com? I am a member.
What?
I've told you this before. This guy emails every night at 2:58 a.m.
Wait, this sounds familiar, but I don't remember.
One night I was up in a hotel room and I couldn't sleep, and I saw a commercial for farmersonly.com, and I thought it was hilarious. It just begs the question, do you have to be a farmer to be on that website, or is it for people who are also interested in farmers? Maybe I want to find myself a farmer. So I joined up to, you know, really get down to it, and there's a lot of options on there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
but
it's
I
not
have,
terrible.
I have an idea for a segment on here. I want to talk about songs we wake up with. Earworms.
Ooh.
Because I've been making a list since, I'll tell you when the list started, and then I'm going to make a playlist at the end of the month.
Wait, did you post your list somewhere?
I did.
I thought.
I keep adding to it. So January 13th is when I start. So I'm going to do one full month. Because every morning I wake up with a random song. I'm like, why this one? And then I'm singing it and it's stuck in your head.
All day.
Yeah. So start thinking about songs you wake up with.
I got
one. I just want to have a discussion.
I got one for this morning.
Okay.
This morning I woke up and I couldn't get this out of my head. It was, in the summertime when the weather is fine.
Yeah,
you know?
I love that song.
You got
women.
You got women.
Makes me
want to
drink lemonade. Well, lemonade. There was a commercial with that. They used that.
Yeah, I think they use a commercial.
Country Time, right? Is that a lemonade?
Yeah.
Is it?
We should just roll right into commercial convo.
Wait, is that the name of it?
Commercial convo?
Yeah.
That was our old podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It's not on iTunes anymore. Bummer. All right,
cool.
That's it.
Okay.
Say bye, Lynn.
Bye.
Bye.